What's up?
How do you want to do this?
I don't know. What are you doing here? You have a booth, dude. What are you doing in your booth?
I mean, walking around, looking at stuff.
Yeah.
It's always a bit, yeah. Who you should talk to, who you shouldn't talk to.
Were you here last year?
No, not last year. 2 years ago.
Okay.
When Jonathan got sick, do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, that was right after Rizzlefest, actually.
Yeah,
dude, gone to Rizzlefest exactly. And then come here and then exactly. He got wrecked.
Yeah. Got very wrecked. And we were in the same hotel room and the bathroom only had this like glass door, you know, so it's like open. Yeah, like stomach food poisoning. So that was an experience. Share a room in that way.
Is he easy out here?
Who else
Flash Mob's out here. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So you guys doing anything? Like, what was the decision to sponsor a booth or like to?
So we were in Dubai for the Token 2049 event, and we actually got somebody sold this to us.
Oh no! Shit.
And then it was initially we thought we were gonna launch the Diamond Hand game right about now, so then we would have probably done some more, but that got delayed a few weeks. So now we're we have a booth, but we're also here just.
So what's So what's the alpha? You're launching. I'm wearing the whip shirt,
I guess the alpha is sign up on the meme.com site right now.
Okay.
And also stock up on some quality meme coins that you can diamond hand for a couple of months if you want to max participate in the upside.
Anyone's in particular on your radar? You guys are cooking something of your own?
It's going to be about the best memes out there. You know, whatever you like, but of course Pepe and Moo Moo and Bobo and Harry Potter bomb Santanian.
Dude, what do you
classic?
What's your take on like the meme culture / presence here like this year compared to like 2 years ago?
I mean, everyone is a bit sad, I guess. A lot of extractors and pump and dumpers sort of took over the meme space, okay. Sort of call anything a meme coin in the hope to pump their bags, I guess. And I hope that we'll sort of return to people actually holding memes they like because they want to participate in the culture. To me, holding a meme coin is a bit like holding an NFT, like you hold it because you love the thing. And that's what I hope will return. And it also feels like a lot of people feel that way, and so that is what we want to capture with the meme.com Diamond Hand game, like really gamify and incentivize people to do that.
Do you feel like memes in the context of this culture are taken more seriously than the last time you were here, like less seriously, about the same, like when you just sort of look around like the room and everything, do you feel like
probably more seriously. Last time I was there 2 years ago, it was more around only NFTs, right?
Okay, yeah.
But now it feels like meme coins, they're at least taken more seriously. But now when you're looking at the talks and everything, it's like, we should do meme coins, but you should also make them, have utility or have the fucking DeFi or whatever. And I feel like that is just,
you don't like
meme
that?
Meme coin should be a meme coin. It should,
right,
be valuable for what it represents in the here and now, not for some future promise or what the team is going to do, whatever.
Dude, just like picking your meme brain, man. Dude, like, obviously what you're saying is true, man. So many of them have just like, just a lot of coins and stuff comes out and they have their sort of hype cycle and then a lot of them sort of fizzle out. And in terms of like staying power, what's still here from a couple years ago that's like, 2 years from now is still going to be here kind of thing?
I think the best ones are the ones that sort of live rent-free in people's heads. Like the ones that people post on Twitter without chilling. It's just they post them because they like them. And I think those are like Pepe and Bobo. It's essentially like, let's see here. I got that. Here. Like this is a great snapshot of some of the best ones, right?
Yeah.
It's like Doge, Bobo, Moo Moo, Pepe, Mog, Wojak, Harry Potter Bomb, Sentinel, you. Like, these are the grails.
Grails, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that they will, like, stay around.
Is there anything? Can you even predict? So I'm like, is there anything? I mean, I agree, man. I recognize all of these. They've been around forever. They probably will have some relevancy forever in some respect. Can you sort of like pluck new ones out of the air and be like, I can tell this one has some staying power? Or is it almost like impossible to tell because of the way they sort of cycle through?
It is very hard.
Yeah.
But like in terms of new ones, you have stuff like Skibidi Toilet and some like Italian Brain Rot and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's like, you know, with the younger generation could very well have staying power.
Yeah.
But it is probably like very few that actually do succeed in that. But also like in terms of Lindy Effect, Pepe and Doge and some of the others, they've been around for a decade at least, and so likely they will be around for another decade.
Dude, it's really, sorry man, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just thinking as you're saying, like I have two kids and it's really interesting hearing them come back from school and how some of the meme culture,
Skibidi Sigma,
all that shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so much of that. And I feel like you can sort of read the trends a little bit, man. Like, you know,
they're great at reading the trends.
They're great at reading the trends, man. So much so that, like, some of these words have literally been banned from my kids' school because the kids just won't shut the fuck up, like, you know, with these
goofy
catchphrases, right? But that, you know, have staying power, man.
Have fun with, with memes.
Yeah, man, you think of, like, how shit from our childhood has staying power and has cycled through, like, you know, we had our own like, you know, lingo and memes, even though they weren't necessarily referred to as that, and you know, all that shit, like I feel like it's generational.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess when we were younger, like memes were just pop culture in a sense, right?
So,
some of when we were young stayed around as well, Pokemon and some Disney stuff and so on.
Cool, man. What are you up to the rest of the day? I'm just fucking around here in this Bilgery booth for now.
We're gonna check out the OSF talk right after this. We'll, I first got invited to the dinner, but then I said Flash is also coming. So then I was like, we're overbooked. So we might come, or we could come later, but we might go to the Unsanctioned Wizards rooftop party.
Good shit.
We will see.
Yeah. I'm gonna be at the cult dinner later.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man.
Yeah, we might come there afterwards.
Yeah, good shit.
We'll see.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Always good chat, man.
Yeah, man. Good impromptu, whatever we did.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good luck with your booth.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're just fucking hanging out. Flash, you get a sticker, dude? Yeah, good.
Signed it.
Yeah, good.